It's Get Well Wednesday, and our doctor today is a dermatologist to talk about summer skincare for African Americans. She's director of ethnic skincare at the University of Miami. Her name is Dr. Heather Woolery Lloyd. Dr. Heather, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay, it's summertime, and you say that African Americans need to worry about skincare in the hot blazing sun. Are you talking about dark skinned African Americans or us light skinned African Americans, or
both? Every skin color needs to be careful in the summer because every single skin color can get sunburned. Even dark skin. In fact, I see it all the time. Living here in South Florida and practicing in Miami, yeah. I see every skin color can get a sunburn, especially if you're dark skinned and you live in a northern climate and then you come and you say, oh, this is great, we're going to go to the beach. Those patients can get sunburned too, because really if you're not in the sun a lot and you get a lot of sun exposure, you can get a sunburn.
Okay, but if you're in the sun a lot, like you do outdoor work.
Like you're dark skinned when we were in the sun a lot, you mean like that?
Well, if you're in the sun a lot, then your skin you're less likely to get a sunburn because your skin is get a little bit more used to it. Uh-huh. But really, you need to wear sunscreen anyway, because then there are other issues it can get, like wrinkles and skin cancer and other things. So we need to wear sunscreen, minimum SPF 30.
Minimum of SPF. I've heard now that the SPF goes up to 100, if not more.
Well, that's true, but the best SPF is at least 30, and the reason why is because an SPF 30 blocks 97% of the sun's rays. So really, when you get higher than that, it only goes from 97 to 98 to 99. So it's not as important to go above the 30, but you do need to use at least the 30.
And can I ask you this? Because we were talking about SPF and how some people promise the SPF, but there are some people that are not giving you the 30 SPF. Are there brands? Are there particular ones that we should look out for?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was some recent testing that showed that some of the labels that were on the bottle, when the independent group tested it, the levels weren't as high. So, that's a little bit confusing. I know for consumers, we want to get what's on the bottle, but the ones that I know that did best in the testing was La Roche-Posay. That brand did very well in the testing in the study that you're talking about, and whatever was on the bottle was correct on when they tested it.
So we should just be very careful, and we start very early with our children, shouldn't we?
Yes, we should. It's important for us to put sunscreen on our children. That's actually one of the most vulnerable times. And, there's a myth also that black people don't get skin cancer. And just this year, I saw a young African-American woman with the skin cancer on her nose. So we really need to be careful
SPF
on our children in the summer.
It's not true that black does crack, huh?
Well, a little bit less than not, but yes, it does. And, we need to be careful with our children, because the sun exposure we get when we're young is what really predicts whether you're going to get skin cancer when you're older.
Wow. So the best thing to do is when we're sending our kids off to day camp or just to go outside and play every day, which we're pushing them to do instead of home in the house,
is to
get that SPF on them.
For our adult women, we want to wear sunscreen on the face, because that prevents dark spots and hyperpigmentation, uneven skin tone, which is the number one sign of aging in black skin. So all of us adult women who are worried about brown spots, and men who are worried about brown spots, really need to get into the habit of using sunscreen every single day on the face.
Thanks, doctor.
Questions for the doctor? At 646-464 for the next hour. Thank you, Doc, for helping us with Get Well Wednesday.
You're welcome.
24 before the hour.